Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. Angel and I take time. We answer questions you've sent in, and there's a lot of them. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, we want to tell you about something coming up. We have a brand new parenting webinar that's going to be coming up in the next several weeks. We're going to tell you more about it, but you need to tune in. You can watch this in your home, on your own computer. It's the full-blown seminar, and it's very, very good. Got very common sense stuff for you, and you're going to really like it, believe me.
All right, Joe, I'm 45 and still single. Will the right person ever come? I've given up on having kids, but I still want to be loved and appreciated by a spouse.
Got it. Well, you're going to have to go chase them down. I've gone through this with my own family, my own kids. Nobody's going to come to your door and start knocking. Hey, I understand you're lonely. You like a spouse. I like to be that. No, you got to go out, you got to mingle. And I used to tell my kids, you got to go where you can meet people. So be involved in your church, volunteer in your community, join the Red Cross. You have to get around where there's other people, because you'll meet other people wanting to do what you want to do. Like kind draws like kind. But if you're just sitting around, they're not coming. I've had personal family members who went, great lady who lost a spouse early in her marriage, very well educated, very friendly, very loving, beautiful lady, but she lost a spouse. Well, she went into hibernation. And so years have gone by, she's not remarried. Well, the Bible's very clear. It says, I want the widows to get remarried, have children, take care of the house, and take care of the church. In other words, God said, listen, just because your spouse died or you don't have one, you can't stop living. It was never meant for people to be alone. Go back to Genesis in the beginning. God, it's not good from Genesis 2:18. It's not good for man or woman to be alone. I want to make a helper for them. And so it's good to go through life with somebody, not by yourself. And so I know the feeling. It's not good. But what you got to do, you got to do some on purpose. You got to go where you meet people. They're not coming to you. You got to go to them. What would you like to share about that?
I think today in our society, a lot of people put unrealistic expectations. Like, yes, he's got to be a certain height. He's got to look like this. He's got to which is, I always say, don't look for perfection. Look for potential.
Woo, have mercy. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Because you can change the clothes, you can change the hairdo or whatever, but
it's a heart you're looking for. It's a heart issue. It's not the outside. The outside's going to go back to dust eventually anyhow. You know, belly's going to sag and drag, you know, hair's going to drop off. So you're looking for a heart. And if you find that, whoa, home run.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, but Joe's right. You have to put yourself out. I know people that have met. So I know someone that met their spouse. They took up ballroom dancing.
Yes.
They partnered with them. And then, but you're going to have to get out there, because if you're doing the same thing all the time, you're only going to see the same people.
That's exactly right.
So you got to expand. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about this, have met people online.
Yes.
And so, I mean, and since you're not going to go to bars and stuff like that, where normal people would, you know, I mean, there are Christian websites,
yes,
too.
Yes, there are. We both know couples that have very successful marriages that met online. They did.
Yeah, but you're going to have to put yourself out there.
Yes.
Joe, my son is 16 and has a heart to reach the world, and he would love to go on a missions trip, but I'm concerned he is too young to really make an impact. How do I prepare him, or should I tell him to wait a few years? No. Strike while that iron is hot.
Yeah, he's ready now. He's ready now. Get on it.
Launch him out.
Yeah.
My daughter, when she was, I think she was 16, went to Honduras. And they worked in an orphanage down there. And then the last part of the trip, they had, they went to a little resort. So it was, they had both, they had missions and everything.
Yes.
It was life changing. And then when she was in college, she went to Africa.
She did.
And
whoa.
Yeah. And she'd say, now, mom, because when she was in Honduras, all the other parents posting pictures on social media and everything. And I'm like, well, I'm not even hearing from my daughter. So finally I called the president, the principal at the school, and finally I get this phone call and she's like, Mom, are you serious? She goes, I'm involved in the culture. I'm not doing social media right now. So then when she went to Africa, I got a speech. You're not going to hear from me for 10 days now.
Yeah, and she went deep, man. She was doing the dance with him. She was involved.
She does
100% when she does something.
She even ate fish eyeballs.
Oh,
but she, yeah. So she had to pluck a chicken and eat it. And I said, I would become an instant vegetarian. That would change me immediately. You all right?
I am now.
Okay. So, no, I would find a good group, maybe in your church.
Yes.
Something, but yes, go with them.
Yeah, you can do that.
And I mean, this is life changing, but I think it's really good. I think they grow up a lot.
Yeah, they do.
If you can have them go, but I do not think he's too young by any means. You want to get that in his heart so it can grow over the next few years.
And my deal was either burn it in him or burn it out of him. Because they got a heart to do it. The longer they wait, the more they're going to build it up to a big deal. Just get in the middle of it now. Just get your feet wet. You really want to be a missionary? You really want to do this? Nah, I don't think it's what I thought it was. Well, good. Come on home. We'll get you some other direction. So either burn it in or burn it out. It's a good thing to do.
Joe, my daughter is going to college in another state. Mm. As her mom, we were always so close and almost like friends. This transition is hard because it's like I'm losing my daughter and my friend. How do we handle this transition? Well, I'm going to tell you because I went through this.
I think of the short version or the long version.
I remember. Well, first of all, when my son went to college and he went to college 15 minutes from here.
Yeah.
I cried like he went to another country.
Yeah, he went to another world. Yeah.
But it was good for him. It was good
Great
for me.
Great for him.
When my daughter got married, she went to the same college, so I would still get to see them quite a bit. But when she got married, that was a very hard. I said, "Boy, empty nest syndrome is a real thing."
It is,
and
yes, it is.
It was an adjustment for me, and it was. I really went to. I got real dark there for a few days, and there. You know, at her wedding, I'm sobbing in the back and everybody's like, why are you crying? This is a fun occasion. And I'm like, you know, you don't understand. And recently I said to my daughter, you said when you got married, you'd come back and cuddle me sometimes, but you never have. And she said, Mom, I talked to my counselor about that. And then I said, how often do I come up in the counseling? But anyway, it is hard, Mom. You're going to have to get busy. I would find something to do.
Yes.
Get yourself a part-time job.
Yes.
Volunteer.
Get involved with somebody.
Yes.
You'll sit around and feel sorry for yourself when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Listen, God did it. Every parent goes through it. They give you this thing, go to the hospital, you have this baby, a new it, and a coo, and you rock it, and you change the diaper, teach you how to talk and walk and how to make friends, how to get through school, how to pass algebra, how to get a date for the prom. You're pouring your life into them. Then one day they meet somebody else and you go to the bottom of the food chain real quick. Like, what happened? Well, you've succeeded. You've got an adult now. Well, what about me? No, you've done your job. And somehow God's got it somehow planned. So God just sort of ended quickly. No, it's fine. It's all part of my plan.
Well, and it doesn't say here whether you're married, but I'm assuming that you are. This is a great time for you and your husband.
Yes, it is.
To get reacquainted.
Yes.
Spend some time together. Do something together.
All
I have a friend that just took we have a Publix here we're the home. This is where they started, Publix. And here, I don't know if they do it at all Publix, but here you can go take a cooking class.
Yes,
and I know people that do stuff like that together. So you're going to have to redirect all of those emotions.
Go bowling.
Get involved in a Bible study. I mean, something.
Yes.
But there's a lot of options out there for you. But it's you're going to have a little time of adjustment, Mom. You
learn how to fall in love all over again. Yes, you do.
She is going to thrive.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a little cousin, and she wanted to go to to school and college in Georgia. And everybody was just saying, no, that's too far away, blah, blah, blah. I said, go, run, fly. She said, she came back and she said, you're the only one that encouraged me. Well, I knew if she went, she's never coming back.
Yep.
And she won't. She won't ever come back here. But she's thriving. She's growing up. She's doing fantastic. So
that's what you want as a parent. That's what you want. Like, man, good night.
Right. So let her fly. My daughter went and she studied abroad in England. Man. And my son did, too. I told him the other day, I said, remember when you were in Costa Rica? He goes, I've never been to Costa Rica. It was Nicaragua.
Yeah, well, it's one of those places. I know.
Yeah. And so I just remember one night, the air, it was July, and the AC had I was renting this old apartment that had, somebody had nailed the window shut, and the AC broke. It was so hot. Like every 10 minutes, I go take a cold shower, take a cold shower. So finally, I called my son, I FaceTimed him, I said, it's so hot here. And he goes, he put his camera right up to his face, and you could just see sweat dripping. He goes, welcome to my world. So my daughter went on the high-end study abroad, and my son went on the low-end study abroad. But you know what? I've always said to them, you know, you need to move away. Fly. Go do something. It will help you grow up.
Yes.
So, and just to say this, your relationship with your daughter will get better.
Yes, it will.
And it will
much
change.
Better.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast with my daughter and we walked around the lake and had a great talk. And so it's just a different season of life. So yes, just enjoy it and embrace it, Mom. We'll be okay.
It's going to be fine.
Hey, we love you guys. Have a great week. And look forward to seeing you on our webinar.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.